This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo, along with the webmaster, the legend, the one-time Big Red for Chippewa Valley. Caught a couple passes back in the day. Not sure he'd get on the field these days the way the Big Red are.
Maybe running out water or something.
Yeah, it might be. That, of course, is Evan Jenkins. And, hey, the whole thing. You see, the one thing about Evan and I. This is as much as anybody that works here at 97.1 The Ticket and falls into this category. I know Evan loves college sports.
Love it.
All right. And I see him, you know, up in Michigan State, up in the press box, sitting there with Rico and Marty Martin.
Wasting my time.
It's a legendary corner of the press box. The late, great Drew Sharp loved it so much he'd sit up there too, just to annoy those guys with, hey, the Spartans still suck. This goes back, and I've known Evan for 20 plus years now. So we used to talk when I first started, and one of the things that we bonded about, I think, was college football. You know, we'd sit there and watch football games. I know you're the type of guy to sit there on Saturday and watch college football.
I watch high school football.
I know, it's all the time, you know. I think our love of college sports, and you love college basketball because as much as football, is being tested here right now with this. It just keeps going on and on and on. And the new thing now, of course, is, to put it in a simplistic form, each team's got $20 million to spend on scholarships and to pay their players.
Across all sports.
So this comes out, the NCAA basically, and I don't know what this is going to do for Michigan's penalties. Michigan's, you know, Connor Stallions is, you know, the NCAA has no enforcement power now.
This is their last chance at actually having it is with Michigan.
And they have some czar that's coming from Major League Baseball who's going to be the enforcement guy. And it's just a total clusterfuck. Okay, total clusterfuck. In our podcast, so I can say this. And I don't know what to make of it. The transfer portal, it totally freaks my ass out. Every year now, it freaks my ass out because this is the time of the year when I really start getting into football. You know, there's the football magazines come out. I'm missing football a great deal. I start going back and watching games from last year. I start looking at the rosters and everything. Real closely, and this is part of it's not like, oh man, I'm so dedicated in my fucking job or something.
No, you just love it. It's
I just
a hobby.
Love it. It's a hobby. It's part of what I do. You know, it's some people, you know, Evan goes out and plays golf. I do shit like that.
Right.
So, and you know, I'm sitting there looking at it this week, and I'm like, okay. And the first thing I do, Evan, just a little insider secret for you. First thing I do is I always want to name all the quarterbacks in the country.
And the big-time starting quarterbacks, you mean?
Yeah, and the Big Ten start. I start with the Big Ten. So, okay.
Good luck anymore.
Well, okay. So, you know, I looked it up. And, you know, Billy Edwards, remember him?
Yeah. He was at Maryland. Thought about going to Michigan. Did not go to Michigan.
Where the fuck do you think he landed?
Did he go to Penn State?
No.
I have no idea.
He's at Wisconsin.
That's it. Okay.
There you go. So, Billy Edwards, who did a pretty good Maryland, is now the quarterback at Wisconsin.
And that's with Van Dyke still there? I don't know. It's crazy.
And you have at SMU, they had this quarterback, Jennings, who emerged, and he's one of the top 10, 12 quarterbacks. The guy that he beat out, you know where he's the quarterback now? Preston Stone?
No.
Northwestern.
He went to Northwestern?
He's at Northwestern. Okay.
And Stone was like, he was the starter 2 years ago at SMU and had his job taken by this freshman.
Right, and I think a lot of people would know this if you follow college football closely, but I don't know if people are really that much into it. Rutgers quarterback used to be the quarterback where? At Minnesota. It's at Alan Kalamates.
Oh, not German, Greek kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Athon.
Yeah.
Athon Kalamates.
Yeah, he's got a very long name, yes.
Yeah. He's the quarterback there. He did a pretty good job at Rutgers last year. These guys are immediately eligible now. And, okay, so you got that. And Ohio State, their quarterback.
Julian Sayin.
Julian Sayin, who's a transfer, former five-star recruit in Alabama. Okay, so it's never like, you know, some guy that's coming in. Now, Michigan, of course, it's different. They're bringing in Bryce Underwood, right? He's going to be their quarterback.
You would think. Some people think that Mikey Keene is going to start.
Well, former Fresno State. Right. And it's going to be Bryce Underwood.
I agree.
All right, and so he's on a $10 million deal. Okay, so it's kind of like, well, what the fuck is that? Okay, $10 million, all right? And then you look around and, I don't know, Maryland might start a five-star kid named Malik Washington, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, how much did he get? I'd have to look it up.
They go
to
On3. Under Armour money, though.
Yeah, so it goes on and on and on and on and on throughout this.
There's stability at Michigan State, Naden Chiles, and Penn State with Drew Aller. Now, whether or not Drew Aller can actually win a big game, we'll wait and see. But it seems like those are Indiana. I know they brought in a transfer.
Well, how many years has Naden Chiles played for Michigan State?
One.
It seems like he's been there forever
based on
this. It does. And Drew Aller, it's like when Patty Fisher played for Northwestern, he was there for 7 years.
Yeah, and it almost
– And these guys are only there for a year or two. It's like it's constantly moving around. So I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't particularly dislike that part of it. I don't.
I think it's good for parity in college sports because there's one thing that I noticed. I do a betting podcast too, and last year I think was the first telltale sign that – from year to year, everything's going to change in college football. The powerhouse that was last year in Ohio State very well might not be this year because another team went and loaded
up. Well, doesn't this change the whole dynamic, though? Because how much are you going to have? You think that's going to stop NIL money?
Absolutely not. And $20 million is just on top.
Don't you think that the folks that have the power, there's a lot of boosters, that they are going to be fearful that, hey, they might do some things that are outside the rules?
Well, that's definitely going to happen because you can't convince – not every school is created equal in this. Where Michigan State, for instance, I'm just using it because we're here.
Well, that's the point.
Is that they also have elite basketball recruits coming in. They now have elite hockey recruits coming in. So that $20 million that can be spent across all the sports, how much are they going to put into football? How much are they going to put into basketball?
No, Michigan State's fucked.
Yes.
They're fucked.
But
they're fucked for football.
I think okay? so.
They
I
are. Mean, now, basketball, because they got Izzo and they're one of the have teams, you know, they're
they'll
fine.
They'll still be okay.
They'll be okay in basketball and maybe a powerhouse. Kentucky will still be good. You know, Kentucky, St. John's has changed their whole fucking team.
Well, yeah.
Their basketball team has seven transfer portal guys coming in, and they're going to be ranked easily in the top five.
They got that Mike Rapoli that has more money than God that's out there giving it to everybody.
Right, and you know, in the everybody's like, well, the Big East basketball, because they're going to use all $20 million of it, basically.
Well, yeah, they don't have a football team.
They don't have football teams in that conference.
Go look at a Villanova or a Georgetown.
Yeah, I was laughing. Right. Somebody said, "Well, Villanova's not. Are you giving me? Give me a fucking break, Villanova basketball." They're going to have all
that
money that
they have over the last 10 years.
Yeah. So, you know, this is just embarrassing.
UConn is another example.
And here's the thing. If this was such a great fucking thing, okay, why in the middle of May when nobody's thinking of college sports, on Friday fucking night, do they drop this?
I know.
Okay? It's like, you know, it's absolutely a terrible thing. They don't have any way of sorting it out. They're flying this by the seat of their pants, all right? That's how they're doing this. And it's like, well, there's more money in this year and this year and this year. And all these different factors that are coming into it. And I honestly, as much as it hasn't bothered me yet. I'll tell you, last year I didn't have any problem with it.
Either did I.
I really enjoyed the college football season. And I think to a lot of folks, college basketball kind of sucks in a way because every team is new every year. I mean, it's a completely revamped team like Michigan's going to be this year.
Year after year.
And it's fine. But I still enjoyed the college basketball season. But I think a lot of people were turned off by it.
I think they were.
And they don't think these mid-major teams have a chance anymore, you know, to pull the old Cinderella story that have made the NCAA tournament what it is. And I think that's turning off people. And the other thing, too, is I can't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
wrap my mind around. Like, I understand who's watching Georgia-Alabama. I understand who's watching Michigan-Ohio State. I understand who's watching, you know, a marquee matchup.
Florida-Georgia, right?
Yeah, or Notre Dame's playing USC or whatever. Yeah. Who the fuck is watching Arkansas play Mississippi State?
It's the person that's flipping in between their own game.
And the other thing, too, is everyone – you know, remember how everybody used to bitch about the length of baseball games? In order to get the amount of revenue that they need to justify the expense that networks or whatever, and you got every fucking network in the world, and a CBS Sports Network, you know,
FS1,
it's all
one,
ESPNU.
Yep.
I mean, it's like all over the place. I think CW's got college.
They do. They have the ACC.
So, you know, you're sitting there looking at this and going, wait a second, man. Who's one watching these games? Who's paying for the advertising? And the games last for fucking ever. A college football game is painful to watch these days. The only benefit of all this shit is that you got time in between the commercials, the 10 minutes, to take a dump, to get yourself something good to eat, and to flip the channels to other games you might have interest in if you're really into it.
Yeah, I think when all this started in 2020 with NIL, I think it was the NCAA's like, here, you want it, here you go. We're not going to govern it. You want to see what a Wild West looks like, here it is.
Yeah, now they want more of it.
And what's crazy to me, though, is how NIL got taken advantage of by the schools. I was always the impression is that kids were going to be able to make money off their name, their image, and their likeness, meaning they could sell jerseys, video games, T-shirts, baseball cards, whatever that might be with their name, their image, and their likeness, right? The school can no longer sell a 16 Michigan jersey without Robinson on the back when we all know it's Denard Robinson. Where it got taken out of context now is where schools are now paying the player just to go there. It's no longer NIL. It's no longer, you know, when it first started, the big deal was Quinn Ewers got paid at Ohio State $1 million and he wasn't going to play a snap, right? And that players on that team were getting Mercedes from car dealerships,
right?
Which in the grand scheme of things, it's probably not costing the car dealership anything, and they're getting all this advertising out of it. I was totally on board with that. But now that you're paying these athletes to go to your school, aren't they essentially employees of your school and they're no longer student athletes, quote unquote?
Well, that's a fucking joke.
It is. Even
you know, if anybody comes on, you know, you get one of these yuckity yuck ADs on there or something, starts talking about student athletes, that's a fucking joke.
They are the rowing team, sure. But yeah, football and basketball.
But here's the thing, too, about it that's totally fucked up. First of all, these are institutions of academic higher learning. And don't tell me, oh, you're just fucking old and you're past you just don't realize what it's doing and everything. No, they're institutions of academic higher learning.
Yes.
There'll be institutions of academic higher learning 50 years from now, 100 years from now. They exist for their academics, not for their fucking football
team. Yeah, football goes away, those schools are still existing.
The schools, you know, they're still, and if they're not, because they fucked it all up with stupid shit like this, then our country will suffer a great deal.
Yeah.
So don't tell me it's fucking old school bullshit. It's not. You're full of shit. And then the second thing about it is, that pisses me off to no end, what about women?
Well, and that...
Okay, what about Title IX? Now, this is going to lead to nothing but lawsuits.
Oh, big time.
Because women's athletics, which, you know, people say, well, I don't watch fucking softball. I hate women's basketball shit. I don't give a fuck if you like women's basketball or you don't watch softball or whatever it is. The population of this country is more than half women.
Oh, yeah.
And women deserve the educational opportunity and opportunity that men get. All right? And that's why Title IX exists. Maybe a pain in the ass for your football fucking team. But the women, like when I was a kid, it was terrible for the girls in my high school.
Yeah.
You know, they did not have the same opportunity I had educationally. Because I didn't learn shit in my classrooms. Everything that I've ever taken into life that I got out of that fucking experience was playing on the football and baseball teams. So... And learning how to work and do all that other horse shit. So here's the thing about this. Those girls, and I remember a couple of them, they were pretty good athletes. They had a The softball field was a joke. They just cut out some sod. They didn't fix it up nice or anything. They didn't have uniforms. They're out there playing in their fucking blue jeans. You know, so with a shirt top on. Jeez. All right? I mean, it was shit like that. Well, now my high school's got, like, you know, Mac Daddy facilities and all this other shit. And one of the things that I really like is they got a beautiful softball field. And it's the same with basketball. Women's college basketball is extraordinarily competitive, extraordinarily good.
It's as big as it's ever been, too.
If you know, the softball tournament just ended in the NCAA. This women's softball has grown by leaps and bounds in terms of its ability, you know, the caliber of play. They've gotten good. And you say, well, I don't really give a shit. Well, the women give a shit that are actually participating. They deserve that opportunity. So you're going to take your $20 million, and you know what they're going to do? And justifiably so. There's going to be the first fucking thing that's going to happen. They're going to say, I want my $10 million of that. You know, what about Title IX? These dumb fucks didn't realize that when they did this.
Right. No, they didn't at all.
Okay.
And you're right, because you look at the College World Series that's going on with softball.
Pardon my language.
I know, but you look at schools like Oregon and UCLA, Oklahoma, for example, that's huge in football and basketball. Their softball program is predominantly good, and they win year after year after year.
Who's got more? Well, it is in some schools. Like who, in Iowa, they care more about the women's game.
Well, and that's where the question is. So,
you know, if you have UConn, it's pretty equal.
Clark's worth more to that school at Iowa than any basketball player on the men's team or any football player on that men's team.
And you're right about softball.
And look at, like, a girl like Jenny Finch, right, when she played at Arizona, was as big of a star, period, in the early 2000s. That girl should have made just as much as, like, what Gilbert Arenas was making on the basketball team from the school's perspective.
From the school's perspective.
Now, what?
Now, it's different in professional sports.
That's fine.
You know, and I get it, man. The angst about the WNBA and all that. I get it. Because WNBA doesn't sustain itself. The NBA subsidizes it.
Yes.
It's going to grow because of Caitlin Clark and, you know, some other players. Angel Reese has come in. They've got a lot of interesting players. And it's a good game. It's gotten a lot better. I remember covering the Shock back in the day.
But even when you were covering the Shock,
they were pretty
Cheryl
good.
Swoops and all these girls.
Oh, they were good.
Yes, they were very good.
And it was Cheryl entertaining.
Ford and yes, it was. And I think the game is very similar. Listen, women haven't started going out there dunking like Michael Jordan all of a sudden. So that part.
Yeah,
of the
but
game,
there's a part of the game that's really good.
Well, that's my point. Right. Is that it hasn't like gone to that to where you're like, I need to see that player because they're a superb athlete. Caitlin Clark changed it, and people might hate it, but she played like Steph Curry, and we haven't seen that from the women's game like we did with her.
Right.
But you look at all these other sports, and it's coming down to, it's tearing at my heart because I used to love players at the school, and you could follow them. Then you follow them in college, right? Like, I had a big problem as a Michigan State fan being a huge Kenneth Walker fan. Yes, he did special things for Michigan State.
It was unbelievable.
But he was there 1 year.
Right.
And I was like, okay, is that more important to me than like a Connor Cook that spent his entire career there? But I think now more than ever,
you're rooting only
for the jersey.
Yeah, for example, Kenneth Walker. All right, think about Kenneth Walker. Yeah, you know, here's a guy that, you know, he played in the Pinstripe Bowl against Michigan State.
I know
he had like 20 yards in the game. And he was splitting time with some other guy. He comes in there, shows up, and in spring practice, all I ever heard about, you know, from folks up there, I didn't actually see it, but Kenneth fucking Walker.
Yeah, but I thought
fucking,
it was BS, like just regular spring football stuff.
He turned around the whole program.
From the first carry of the season, Pat.
One of the best college football players ever in this state. And what he did that year was just utterly phenomenal, just on every level. And I voted for him for the Heisman. I had Hutch second. I had those two guys 1-2. And I had never voted since Charles Woodson for any player from this state at either school until that time.
Well, they were both exceptional.
So don't say I'm a fucking Homer lackey motherfucker. I'm not. Okay? It was just those two were so impactful on their teams at the time. And I decided to one or the other, just like, okay, let's flip a coin. Who won the game when they played? And Walker had a huge game.
Unbelievable game.
So, but it could have been Hutch. You know, he's such a great player.
Sure, but that just goes to my point that.
Yeah, but that 1 year ended up with Mel Tucker.
It did, and it didn't end up with a championship or a ring or a Big Ten title.
It just totally inflated what it was doing because he was there one and done, and then it was like, okay, what's your program now?
Nothing. And I think that that's hard for me as a fan, and I'm a big collector too, right, Pat? So I like jerseys, and I like baseball cards and football cards and all that stuff.
Right.
And it's hard for me to invest my money into a guy that I don't know if he loves the school as much as I do. And I didn't even go to the damn school. I was just raised that way, and that's just how it was ingrained into my body and my brain is to love this school, and I do. And I think I'm pretty fair when I'm able to talk about them. Yes, I don't like their rival, and I'm probably not fair when I talk about them. But even I think Michigan is a prime example. With them bringing in Bryce Underwood this year, you got some billionaire that's given them $12 million to go play football before he's ever taken a snap in college football. And I say what you want about me being a hater. He might be a very nice player, but you can't convince me that the best player
here's the thing.
All of high school played in Belleville, Michigan. Will never convince me.
He's phenomenal.
But he never played in an Elite 11 camp. He never did any of that stuff. And you can't convince me that there's a quarterback in Georgia, Alabama, Florida that was not better than this kid in Michigan based on the competition they're playing. That's all I'm saying.
Michigan has a long history of their quarterbacks, not really high school quarterbacks. They've had elite players at other positions. But they really, if you look at high school quarterback, like Devin Gardner and others.
It's still such a running game in high school. It just is. Well, if you're a better athlete than everybody, you're going to dominate.
Yeah, he ran a lot, too. But Bryce Underwood, I don't know. But here's the point. Here's where, like, whoever, and that's the question. Who the fuck is paying him? Where's the money coming from to pay him? Here's the thing. Those people or whatever, they might have buyer's remorse, not because Bryce Underwood isn't really good, but he's going to have to step in and do great right away.
Yeah.
In a landscape where Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon are all better than Michigan, you know, they have better personnel.
Period.
And, you know, and compared to, like, Oklahoma getting John McTeer, the quarterback from Washington State who replaced Cam Ward and put up as good of numbers, or some of these other quarterbacks that have popped around and get – you know, would they have been better off with the transfer portal quarterback?
Well, and it also makes you wonder if he doesn't have a good year. In my wildest dream, he sucks. Does that person still have to pay him that money going forward, or can they pull out?
And it gets back to Aiden Childs, what we were talking about at the beginning.
Yeah.
Aiden Childs played 1 year. First half of the year, he made a lot of plays, but turned the ball over. Late in the year, he didn't make so many plays. And he still turned the ball over.
A ton.
And it's like, okay, this kid's – he's had 2 years, half a year, really. He didn't get on the field that much at Oregon State.
But he still played some.
And then last year, and all of a sudden it's like, well, this is what he is as a quarterback. And I think a lot of Michigan State people are looking around and going, well, why didn't you get a different quarterback? You know, last year I found myself going, hey, man, put in Tommy Schuster. This guy is not good. And Tommy Schuster was a walk-on who played at North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was North Dakota. Or
North Dakota State, one of the two.
And he played great, and he came to Michigan State. He went to your alma mater, Chippewa Valley, led them to the state championship, if I remember correctly. But not a guy that had the tools.
Like no, Aiden not at all. He was just a guy, yeah, but that was smart enough to play college
football.
Yeah,
and he had the feel for it. And I'm thinking, well, should they do that? Or, you know, and it's like nobody's excited about Aiden Childs this year. He could have a breakout year or whatever because that's what happens. He's only played a couple years of college football.
But
he's already prejudged, and, you know, should they have gotten, you know, somebody else?
But the rumor is they paid him seven figures. So how do you pull that guy, right? And then there's also other times where he looks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looks exceptional, throwing 75-yard touchdown passes, and then the next play it's that fumble like you talk about where he's careless with the football.
Well, here's the question. If last year he threw 35 touchdown passes, 6 interceptions, he's not eligible for the NFL draft yet, do you think he would still be at Michigan State?
Probably not. I would say no.
That's where the system's fucked up.
It totally is. And I think what needs to really happen.
Michigan State's a big time athletic program.
Well, Jay Pat says top 10 of the country.
Well, you know, I
agree.
It's really high up there. You know, I don't know top 10. It depends on all the different things you put up there. You're not talking about, you know, somebody that doesn't have a lot of tradition. You're not talking about somebody that doesn't have a lot of money. You're not talking about somebody that isn't in one of the power conferences. You're not talking about a team that hasn't had great success within the recent past.
No, they've done it all.
You know,
except for the major championship.
You're talking about the really pretty prolific entity at Michigan State.
Plenty of guys that went pro.
And if Hayden Childs went 35-6, you think, you know, 35-6, 35 touchdown passes, 6 interceptions, was a top candidate for the Heisman Trophy, you still think he'd be at fucking MSU?
Absolutely not. I think he would have gone to Tennessee.
Maybe, when Nico left.
Right.
Nico left. That was another stunning thing.
Yeah, because he wanted $4 million and he only got $2 million. But it's like, Pat, it's – you're going to question a lot of people's loyalty, and you're going to see who really is loyal in college sports, even though I think the word loyal in college sports will not ever go together ever again, whether it's coaches too. They leave instantly, and I think with the transfer portal, you should still get that one transfer where you don't got to sit out, but the transferring to a different school every single damn year, it's a bit much, and that's where you can put your foot down. If you want to transfer once, you made a mistake, whatever, fine.
But here's the thing, too, on Imalabala. You know, he goes to UCLA, right?
Yep.
He goes to UCLA, and they're horse shit. They've been shitty. And say he goes there and does great. In Tennessee, you know, which is kind of left holding their collective
picks. I think they got the UCLA quarterback.
Right. So, you know, they're like, you know, and they're not good. all the Tennessee fans have said, oh, yeah, let them hit the – don't let the door hitch on the ass on your way out of town, Nico. They're going to be, like, you know, really, really pissed.
And
because they're in such a competitive world there.
And I think you're paying kids to do things that they necessarily haven't done before. To pay a freshman athlete more money than a proven kid in the transfer portal is crazy to me.
You know,
it always will be.
And the thing is, too, like the group of five or the mid-majors in basketball, those conferences, you know, what are they, farm systems now?
Essentially.
Even the FCS schools are farm systems now, you know,
absolutely,
the top ones for the big programs. You know, like that Brosmer kid coming into Minnesota last year. Mm-hmm. If he had any more eligibility left, he would have gone from New Hampshire to Minnesota to, like, USC or something. You know, that's what it would have been like. He doesn't have any eligibility left, so now he's in NFL training camp. But the bottom line about it is, you know, this is something that you got to look at and wonder. And here's the thing. You've been to the games. I've seen it. Where you go to the student section, stadium would be mostly full. Nobody's in the student section. Students don't give a shit.
No.
You know, right now, I don't know, it was a long time ago that I went to college in Michigan State. The first year they were really good, but after that, they were total horseshit. I mean, they sucked. But, my buddies, you know, and pretty much everybody, you know. It wasn't just the guys, all the girls on campus and everything. We all went to
the game,
you know, and we'd sit there and watch the game. It was, you know, the Saturday event. It was part of being, you know, part of it. These kids now, man, and you know, they're like, fuck it, man. I don't want to watch this shit.
Or waste a few hours going to it, right, when they can be doing whatever else in today's day and age. I think my wife is a prime example. She said when she went to Michigan State, she had season tickets for football and basketball. Her dad bought them for her. She has never been to a Michigan State basketball game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, you had season tickets all 4 years? She's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I just gave them to friends.
And then, you know what? And people say, well, you know, she wasn't interested in sports. Your wife was an excellent athlete.
Absolutely. She's not huge into basketball. I'm getting
No,
there,
I understand that, but she's athletic.
Yes.
You know, so she
respects it and understands
it, you know,
and
all that
stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, while she may not, you know, she played softball and was a skier and all those things. But she understands sports. And,
yeah,
you know,
and it was just – it blew my mind. And I'm like, we got to go because the Breslin is actually an awesome atmosphere now. Michigan's Spartan Stadium is a little different right now. But, Pat, it's just going to a direction of another pro sports league. And it's a sad state of affairs.
But we have pro sports leagues.
I know.
We do. And the other thing, too, the NFL has benefited more than any other entity, unlike baseball, which is, you know, been all fucked up. Hockey, it's all fucked up. Basketball, since the players started coming early, has been kind of fucked up. And those other sports have to recruit around the world. In addition to that, hey, you know, the NFL, they should be interested in this because their player development systems, college football. Now, this may be better for them. They have it's going to be like 40 programs.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a top 40. Be like your hit chart, you know? And I don't know. This is going to sound like, you know, need to get a lifer in, but I love MAC football. You know, I do. I appreciate Central Michigan. I appreciate Western Michigan. I appreciate Eastern, that they have programs. And, you know, all those things. I appreciate the MAC. And look at all the great players that have come out of the MAC. You know, it's just it really is a long list.
Oh, it's crazy.
And now, you know, what it's going to be like. I don't know. The only one of those group of five conferences that seems to be benefiting, the Sun Belt's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if, like, let's say a kid for Western Michigan in his first five games is 1,000 yards on the rush, rushing, like an Ashton Gentry, right? We see those kids opt out just because they know that they're going to go to a big school the following year. I think that will be interesting to see. I think those schools, you're still going to see the 1 year where they have a magnificent season. But then that player goes somewhere else. The best quarterbacks, they're never going to stay there. They're never going to be loyal, and rightfully so. But it's just a weird day and age in college sports. And the day of rooting for players is completely done.
And scholarship limits are done now. So, like baseball, they had 18 scholarships. That's it. So, baseball was always partial. You know?
Yeah, it was most a lot of kids were walk-ons, right?
Well, what it is, you get like a preferred walk-on, you make the team, then you get some of the money.
Okay.
You know, remember that from back in the day. But here's what I'll tell you about this. Now it's like they're going to have like 35, 40, you know, scholarships for programs. So, like the Tennessees and the Vanderbilts, you know, schools like Oakland U. I mean, you know, I don't. Campy's always been real good at adjusting, but it's gonna be hard. They had Trey Townsend there. Trey Townsend's parents both went to Oakland.
Yeah, and he went to Arizona.
He went to Arizona, so they have no chance of any kind of stability.
No, especially fringe guys like that aren't NBA or professional players, but they excel at the
college excel, level. And then they start showing it. Then again, it's a feeder system for this.
But I was also one before they ever started paying them to say college athletes, they live a very damn nice life at the major programs. No,
I never liked that and never bought into it because. And this I used to get so much pushback on it, like I was a dumb shit, okay? I wasn't a dumb shit. I thought this out, okay? If you go to a college and you are, say you go to Michigan, and you get a full ride, all right? Do you know how much value that is for you for the rest of your life if you actually take advantage of it and get your degree?
Well, I mean,
especially if you're connected to the football program.
The degree itself is priceless.
Right. It's millions and millions of dollars.
The fact that you can go into any job in America and they see that you played football, it's an automatic hire almost.
It helps you a lot.
You're a team player. The amount of money that you save on food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, every year that you're there, the amount of money that you save on clothes because they give you every T-shirt, sweatshirt, shoes, pants, everything that you would want, and they pay for your room and
your
lunch.
Room, your board,
but
you
I
know
was
everything
told,
that's well, worth that's worth and then with the value of that going forward.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Go talk to a kid that graduated with you that did not play sports and look at their financial statement against yours.
And you know, I get it, man. Like a great player like a Smith at Ohio State.
Sure.
You know, I mean, that guy, yeah, he's worth so much money or whatever. But what about the, you know, the guard? Nobody gives a shit about the guard.
No, but he keeps him protected.
Yeah, yeah, right. And, you know, so.
But for every Tim Tebow that's out there that should be making all this money, there's 99 other players that really should just be benefiting off of what they're already given. And they're given a lot right off the
rip. And you're going to see guys staying as long as they can, like the Dylan Gabriels and all.
The kid from Miami was just in his seventh year, Pat.
Right.
Seven.
Right.
Seven. Get a job.
Right, but they're going to stay as long as they can if they can get NIL money because if you're like a
Hunter Dickinson,
a free agent in the NFL, and you go to training camp, they'll give you like $30,000 or something.
Yeah. Hunter Dickinson, I mean, if he could still play every year going forward, I think he would. And rightfully so. You make $1 million to go play basketball. Yeah, you're never going to play in the NBA, and that's fine. And accepting that, I think, is a big step for some of these guys. But going overseas is tax-free money that you can make $1 million a year, too. It's just, do you want to live the college lifestyle, or do you want to live that? And the college lifestyle is amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
It is.
But anyway, and by the way, all right, and don't say I'm full of shit because I'm not. You're getting educated is not a bad thing. All right, just living the lifestyle and everything, but actually learning something in your life, it's okay.
Absolutely.
All right, but anyway, actually, it should be your goal.
I think.
But hey, yeah, I mean, I hate to bring it up. Appreciate you listening today. Don't forget to like us. Download us, subscribe us to us, Google Play Store, but certainly Apple iTunes Store, and Odyssey.com. Pat Caputo 98 on X, and I'm on Blue Sky now. As I mentioned, that Blue Sky, and really rolling in those followers on Blue. Look, if you follow me on Blue Sky, there's a high probability I'll follow back. Whoa! Whoa, man, Evan, man, that's really an
that's essay. Right. That's worth the price of admission.
And don't forget Gent Mint Jenkins on X and Facebook, 97.1 The Ticket Facebook account, my Facebook account, all those things. I always download it on there, I think, most of the time. Not big on Facebook that much. Unless I'm looking up something about Groves. Hey. Yeah, my high school classmates on Facebook. But anyway, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.